Jesse Kelly here. If given the choice between financial stress or peace of mind, I will always choose peace of mind. In today's world filled with inflation worry, bank closures, market instability, and the current global economic environment, peace of mind is everything to me. That's why I have secured gold and silver from Oxford Gold Group. Having precious metals in your home safe or in your 401k/IRA should be considered for your investment strategy. Simply put, it's a portfolio protection plan. Whether you are a savvy investor or you are just curious how gold and silver can help you gain peace of mind, call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is as easy as 1, 2, 3. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own real precious metals just like I do. Call Oxford Gold today and ask about exclusive free bonus opportunities. Call 833-901-COIN. 833-901-COIN. That's 833-901-COIN.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hello.
As usual. Some things never change.
Well, if so, then it'll be called the Single Wife, the Ex-Wife Podcast.
Yeah, something like that.
The Dating Without a Husband.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. I still think the Hot Husband...
Hot husband podcast, not quite the level of interest. I don't think. I don't know.
Hey, you haven't worn that T-shirt that Mickey got for you.
Yeah,
trophy husband. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, you got to wear that.
Well, you know, don't overstate the obvious. Hey, hang on.
Donna down the street, you're asleep. What the hell she's wearing? Hold on a minute, Donna, come here a minute, girl. Lord have mercy, where in the hell did you get that little blue dress? Is the hookers down by the river? They got a yard sale going on or something? I know you like the color blue. I can tell by that 80s style eyeshadow you got on. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Is that a roast beef sandwich you hiding up under that dress, or is that your damn coot lips hanging out?
I do like roast beef.
So do I when it's yours. All right. So, yeah, again, if you're on Instagram, that is Shelly Belly Comedy. One of her characters she does on her little Instagram posts, one of a few she has is Donna. And of course, Donna's this little slut, apparently. So it's
she must know something.
Something
about
the name. I don't know.
Something about it. Just something about
that
it.
Name. So, hey, so we gave away 4 bottles of Spunk Lube.
Yes.
So they... Jeff at Spunk Lube is, I have given him the addresses of our 4 winners.
Yes.
And they are on their way out.
The email, so yes. Yeah. That's nice. Cool. They'll
and so if you are one of the people that has been told you're a winner, you'll be getting a bottle sometime soon. Love to hear from you when you get it. Let us know what you think of the product.
Yes.
We enjoy the product.
Yes, we do. Very good.
It's very good. You used it to smooth your skin after you shaved, you said?
I used the, not the hybrid, I used the silicone one. I wanted something in the shower. Okay. And it worked well. It worked really good, like better than shaving cream. So I'm going to try the hybrid and see how that feels.
Okay. And you've used it for other things?
What other things do you mean, dear?
I don't know. You told me you use it for other things.
I don't know. Yes, I've used it for other things. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nice. It doesn't leave my toys all sticky.
Yeah. So go to spunklube.com. If you're interested, it's a great lubricant. It's a skin softener. Technically, it doesn't market it as that, but it does. It's water soluble. And it's, it looks and feels like the name Spunk.
Yep.
You speak more to it than I can.
What? You don't use it for when you do your whatever you do with your toys?
I'm not going to talk about me and my magazines and DVDs and websites, no.
Okay. Well, another thing that I really like about it is it It doesn't stain. Like if I get it on the sheets or something, it doesn't stain it because it is water soluble. Now I can only speak to the hybrid because that's the one I've used more than the silicone one. So I don't know if the silicone one will stain or not. You know, some oils and stuff stain and they get sticky. And
I'm going to turn your headphones up, see if that helps you. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Yeah, so it's a great product. Go to spunklube.com, spunklube.com.
Check it out for yourself.
Check it out. If you order something there, please email them and say, I heard about your product on Hot Wife Podcast. So we're going to be running a new contest come beginning the first show of May. Which is only two weeks away.
Okay.
We're in April. Wow. Isn't the next month May?
Yeah. Wow. You know what? My mind is still
in
March.
I don't claim to be the sharpest tack in the box. You're making me look good.
I certainly am. For some reason, I was like, wow, May's next month already? Fuck.
Unless they changed the order.
No, they did not. In my mind, I'm still back. I'm still living in March for some reason.
It's May, but it identifies as August.
Yes, it really does. It's like 80-degree weather. We've had a couple of 80-degree weather days. That's kind of nuts. Swimming weather.
So, again, the name of this podcast is, you know, Fixing Your Own Car. I mean, Hot Wife Podcast.
Fixing Your Own Car.
It's a Hot Wife Podcast. So, and one of the elements of a hot wife, because there are numerous elements.
Right.
And not to be a hot wife, you don't have to accomplish all of them.
No, it's whatever you want to be.
Or practice all of them, whatever. Well, and again, it's a wife thing, so it's a partnership with your husband, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is not the single woman.
Well, it would be more of a cuckolding show.
It could be.
But so one of the aspects is hot dates. Yep. So why don't you explain, and we've done it before, but we have some new listeners. Thank God. Thank you all for listening anyway. We would appreciate that. And go to hotwifedonnalynn.com to find all the places you can find Donna's outlet of pictures, videos.
Just being a normal slut.
Yeah, whatever. God bless you. So, Donna, why don't you explain the, I'll say it this way, our definition of a hot wife. How's that?
Okay, our definition of a hot wife is we have playmates that we trust and that we have formed a relationship with, a friendship. Well, trust level. Well, that's important. Safety
of a hot wife.
Just a hot wife?
Define hot wife.
Oh, a hot wife is just, first of all, you have sex with other people. You can go out on hot dates, you know, without her husband.
With her husband's permission.
With her husband's permission. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to build up to. That in ours, we have.
Well, when you say without her husband, that could be, if you don't have the with husband's permission, kind of sounds like cheating.
No, that's true. That's true. Good point. But yes, I mean, you're not, when I go out on a hot date, you're not, you know, you're not like the third wheel. You're not hanging out and rooting us on.
So my pom-poms, they're just out for the cleaners right now. So I just can't.
Go.
Stick it in. Fuck her.
I want to see you jump around and do that.
Yeah, me too.
That would just be so hot.
Yes. The whole fucking floor.
No, you're lighter on your feet than that.
Okay.
But, the hot date is I go out on a date and we come back and we have fun on the date and then we come back and have some more fun. So that's it in a nutshell. That's our definition.
Well, a hot wife date. Also, I mean, get into that, is also that generally it's where the wife plays with somebody else, even in front of me.
Right.
It's an element of swinging without me being, we're not meeting a couple. Like in general, we don't meet couples occasionally.
Occasionally, but not.
But it's more about you playing and me watching you. So it's more of a voyeur thing for me. Right. But it's also, you know, that you get to have as many playmates as you can fit in your schedule or want to play with.
As many holes as I can fill.
Well, you know, we'll find out on the 29th.
Yes, we will. But we get into this and we cut.
So the one aspect you talked about of being a hot wife is that in our case, everybody has different rules. with somebody we know and trust.
Yep.
That's what I was that you're at. Allowed to go out on a hot date.
Yep.
Okay, take it from there.
So I went out on a hot date last
night. Well, define a hot date.
Well, hot date, I kind of did. I said, I go out with a playmate.
I don't know what time you said.
We go on a dinner date or whatever we want to do, and mm-hmm. then we come back.
Go to his house or whatever.
Or go to his house and have fun, or we come back here and have fun, whatever we decided to do. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell, really.
Okay, so last night you went out on a hot date with a gentleman who you've played with twice on video.
Yes, I have. And so we trust him. There's a trust thing. You know, sure. A lot of people are like, oh, so your wife just goes out and plays alone? Not exactly. No, we know these people where there's a trust and a safety factor there. So mm-hmm. that has to be established, number one. There has to be a trust.
Let's back up a little bit for me to explain to people.
Okay.
Donna and my daughters are my most precious commodities in the world.
Okay.
You fuck with them, I will kill you. So
I think that's abundantly clear, dear.
Well, it is now. So, and just because I let her play with someone or someone's does not mean there's anything less sincere about that, I guess. I don't know the wording I want there. But again, the reason why I'm there when she plays, one, I'm a voyeur. Mm-hmm. But two, I'm also there to make sure she's safe. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. there's certain aspects of things that we don't like. You mm-hmm. make it clear, and if guys do it, I will jump on them like white on rice.
And we've never really had
but we make it clear.
Make it clear.
And I am not a small man. I am not afraid to mix it up. And I've seen people look at me and they get kind of intimidated. So
you're a pussycat.
Well. You know that, but that's a different story. You are a cheat. I'm a pussy.
Yeah. that's true.
And sometimes I'm an asshole, apparently.
But sometimes you are, but that's okay, too. That's the other end of the spectrum.
Not too much further. But it's not even a whole spectrum. The next house over.
It has like that little piece of flesh between them.
It's the basement of that house, of the pussy house. The people that Donna gets to go on hot dates with, I have to approve of first.
Right, absolutely.
So you got to go on a date last night with this gentleman.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Very nice guy. We enjoyed hanging out with him the few times he's been here. So, you know, when he asked if he could take you out for dinner, you had my blessings and you agreed.
Yes, I did.
So he showed up here.
And yeah, it came in a nice vehicle. It was really, it's a little, he's kind of a little bit of a car collector, sort of. Mm-hmm. So he has older, more vintage
vehicles. Yeah, it was an older little convertible.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
Oh, no. Some of his cars are,
there's probably a reason.
No, it was fine. So we went out to this nice restaurant, and we had a very nice meal. We had some great conversation. It got a little spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We started, I had to whisper because I was hoping they'd like tuck us back. So it was, we were having a little naughty talk when there's a couple with their
baby. When you put your finger in my ass and then hook it up. Oh, dear God. Waiter, I give Parmesan cheese.
There's something it's like, this ranch dressing reminds me of the time you came on my face.
And if I was at the next table and heard that, I'd go, can I get Thousand Island dressing, please?
but we started.
I don't know if I can eat ranch now.
Well, I forget what started the conversation. Oh, he ordered a drink and then mentioned something. Oh, the girl was describing drinks. And after she left, I'm like, yeah, I'm staying away from whiskey. For a while. I went into this story.
March 26th.
Mickey and, how drunk we got on those drinks. What did she make?
The first one you guys had was a Old Fashioned.
Old Fashioned, that's what it was.
Which I can't drink because it got simple syrup in it, which is just sugar water.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And then the next one you guys proceeded to drink. You had one. She had two more.
Oh, dear
which
God.
They are ass kickers.
Yeah.
Or Manhattans. Yeah. Manhattan's an ass kicker.
Yeah.
I drink two or three of them. And hour later, it's like, this is fine.
Woof. Yeah. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We.
So yeah, and
we were both sick. It was. It was not. Yeah. It was not a good. But I was telling him about like how, you got Mickey up on the table and ate her pussy on our kitchen table, and I said,
"Yes, I did."
And then there's like this giant wet spot, and yes, his I eyes did. Got. He was like, "Really?" I was like, "Oh, yeah."
And then I did something she apparently she hadn't had before.
Oh, the finger up the butt?
No, I didn't finger her ass.
I thought you did.
Tongued her ass.
I tongued her ass. Okay. Yeah. Something oh, with her butt.
She got up to get dressed, like, oh, I got to get going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I grabbed her hair from behind and then, like, was kissing her. And I spun her around, was kissing the back of her neck, and I pulled her pants back down and bent her over the table. So she was.
Like, I knew she was bent over the table. Yeah, and I was pretty drunk.
And I ate her ass from behind. Yeah. It was a good day.
Good times. Yeah, good times. Good times, yeah. So, like, we were talking about that. Then I went into the upcoming party on the 29th.
Okay.
So
and that is, you know, hopefully Mickey's going with us to that.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be fun.
But so, that's we mentioned it before, a little a group we belong to that's inside of swinglifestyle.com. Yeah, yeah. You can find groups that are in your area mm-hmm. that are hopefully have things of interest for you.
Yep.
And this is actually the same group that we took you to for your
my birthday party.
Yeah, where so. You had three doms take care of you.
Oh, yes, and their wives, too.
And their wives.
So this will be
and,
fun.
And counting us, there's going to be ten couples and two single women. So, but fun. We've talked about that before.
Yep, yep.
But anyway, so you talked about that.
Yeah, he was, like, interested, like, more about, okay, what... He goes, I was telling him about my birthday party, about, you know, the whole St. Andrew's Cross and, you know, being mm-hmm. flogged and, you know, and that whole aspect. And he was, I don't know if I'm into that. I'm like,
yeah, I can see that. He's not, he's a great guy, but and he's very vanilla.
In that aspect.
Vanilla in the swinging world.
Yeah, vanilla for the swinging world.
Yeah, he's like just the rudimentary normal fucking suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's not the, you know, grab my nipples and swing around from them, so.
Well, I don't even like that, but.
Oh, I love, I mean.
Of course you do. I'm sure you love having your balls yanked and, you know, I get my fake nails and dig them in there. Yeah, I know you love that.
You have been listening.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ. That's how she's not doing. I'm telling her. It's like, what
I trim my nails, so I let them grow out again. Yeah. But, you know, so weird.
But you sharpen them.
And then the points, that's all the fashion now, there's sharp nails.
I thought it was a trans woman. All of a sudden, I was getting my period. I'm bleeding all over there. Yeah, it's your fake nail jabbing my nuts. Anyway, go ahead.
So, like, if we had to, like, whisper this, like, over the, you know, we're at our table.
Which kind of adds a little, it's
a little. It was a little erotic.
It's the,
that little dirty talk.
That's one of the aspects of the lifestyle, swinging, that is still kind of erotic to me, is the dirty little secret.
Oh, yeah. Come on. That's awesome.
You know, we've talked about this, like, when you used to work in corporate America, you talk about it when, you know, we're in a restaurant or whatever, and we're talking about something, we have to keep it quiet. And if people knew what we were talking about sometimes. And how many people inside the lifestyle, like, go into work on Monday, you know, hey, Betty, how was your weekend? And, you know, just like you had to do, you know, Betty's thinking, well, I went to a house party. And I had, you know, fucking five guys, you know, fucking tap me like the fucking Alaska pipeline, you know. But she has to sit there and go, oh, it was good. We did grocery shopping, did some stuff around the house.
Yep, yep.
You know,
same old shit. You know, just relax.
Got some chores done I needed, you know. I need to be stuffed like, you know, Boston cream donut, but, you know.
Had to have my pipes cleaned, you know.
And same as, hey, Joe, how was your weekend? Oh, my wife got the shit fucked out of her by five different guys. Bob, what? Oh, I'm just making a joke. No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, see, now there's another aspect of that. I want to get back to the topic, but it's like, how many, in a relationship, okay, so you have a husband and wife, we'll call it, and they both have corporate America jobs.
Right, right.
Or they have their friends. What do you think the percentage is of men who share with their best friends what's going on versus women who share with their friends what's going on?
I think men share more than women with that kind of stuff. I know
I'm sure men do. Sure, yeah. But
you do?
But
I don't.
But my friends have been aware of my photography and all that shit. I mean, they've come to my photography studio and seen 2-3 gorgeous women walk around there naked or whatever and, you know, come up and give me big kisses when they leave and stuff. And they're like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, my life.
Yeah, so for you, that's just pretty much normal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal for me. For a man, now, because we've never been shy about the lifestyle, the swinging.
Right, right.
Never been shy about it. It's like, okay, yeah, my wife at one time was a stripper. And
Yeah, yes, I was.
But for the average woman, I mean, do you think the average woman has a girlfriend that she has like, you know, she's like, oh, I couldn't do that, but it's erotic. My husband wouldn't let me do that. But and then here's it, you know. And like she has to tell her, like, I think we all have to tell somebody.
I have no one I can tell.
Well, you tell me. And it's like, I know, honey, I videotaped it.
I'm right there, honey. Yeah. Like, when I was in corporate America, we'd have our weekends that were, you know, I was getting, you know, banged like the Salvation Army drum. Right. But
I don't know where the bell went, but whatever.
It's in there someplace.
I still think the guy with the fucking little red kettle's in there, too. I got to find that little fucker one of these days. I saw a poster of Walmart on the wall. He's missing.
I never told anybody. Mm-hmm. I think I might have hit it around with the one guy that I had sex
We're
going to
be
with.
Reflecting back on a bunch of old shows here. It's like, we talked about many shows ago about how dancers, everybody thinks like, oh my God, these dancers are so fucking, they're nymphos or horny. And they're not, they're stuck up. Your quote unquote best friend. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Who you got some distance between you now. She just, you know, she's got her own life.
Right. And, right.
You know, when you were dancing, you two were thick as thieves.
Yeah.
But you know, is she aware of you shooting porn and stuff?
I mentioned like OnlyFans, but she doesn't know what that is. She's not computer savvy, so she has no idea what I'm talking about.
She's lucky she remembers to breathe.
Well, she's also like not sexual anymore either. She said she hasn't had sex in like 10 years. So now, I was like,
let me describe this person to the listeners, okay? This, I can't use her name. This girl, this woman, is a little taller than you, not much.
Not much.
Yeah,
not
you're 4'11". She might be 5'1".
Maybe.
5'1". Yep. Okay. She has... And she's a couple years younger than you, but she's older than me.
Yeah, she's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, so she's 59. Okay. She still goes to the gym. Last we saw her.
Yeah.
It's been a few years since we saw her because of, okay. And her body is just still.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
For someone 59, it's just top.
Yeah.
Now, this woman, I almost said young lady, she's not young. she's not old. I mean, now I'm 57. She's 59.
She's mature.
She's in the prime of her life.
yeah, we all are here.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Prime here.
Prime's what you make it.
Yeah. okay.
She has not been blessed, one, with intelligence. She's not one of the sharpest tacks in the box.
No, there's,
All the wires. I think there's one wire in a bundle. Like, it's like one of those telephone bundles. You know, it's like 700 fucking wires. And like two are connected.
And two are connected. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's.
And this girl, I keep wanting to use her name, and I'm making sure I don't. Not that anybody would know it if I used her first name, but whatever. Her face is not necessarily attractive, not sin ugly. Under normal circumstances, but she has this habit without knowing she's doing it of making these grimaces and these faces and these just
it's like, what the fuck?
You sit there and like that would have been like the unknown stripper. She should have come out on stage
with a
fucking brown bag. And if you don't want to talk about that, you have to go back and go on YouTube and type in unknown comic. Here's a comic that came out on stage wearing a brown paper bag on his head with the eyes and the mouth cut out. And that had been the best thing for her. COVID only helped her with the mask.
She's always grimacing. She's always pissed off at the world.
She looks like she's not only sucking on a lemon, but she's got one jammed up her ass with razor cuts in her asshole. If we didn't say before, she's got a banging body.
Banging body.
When she was here 2-3 years ago in the pool.
Yeah.
In a bikini, I was like, damn. If the face didn't scare me away. And she's got a boyfriend that has some health issues. And at that time, when she was here 2-3 years ago, she was saying she hadn't had sex in like 8 years.
Yeah. So it's been like 10 years.
And I mean, it's like.
Ouch.
And she used to do bachelor parties with you. And
girl parties all the time. All the time. We did girl.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even dare broach and ask her to say, hey, what
I never got videos? To bounce up. I didn't bounce any of the parties you did with her.
No.
And there was another girl who we bounced parties with, or I bounced parties with you.
Right.
Who has since taken her own life.
Right, you know
what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I used to have guys come over and say, do we have to pay the same price for her? Because she was not an attractive girl. And her body wasn't great.
Right.
I mean, she performed. She did some, you know, she wasn't shy.
Right.
But so oh. I always used to sit there and like, okay, wait, these guys are like, can I get a discount for that one? I was like thinking like, what would they do with the other one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I
know.
Like I said, I never bounced it. Happening.
Well.
Sure they weren't discounting me.
No. They were quite clear on who they were like, ooh. But anyway, back to the hot date thing. So you were at dinner and you're talking dirty.
Yeah, we're just, you know, and I would, the way they had us seated, I could like reach over and like kind of like rub his thigh because they couldn't see where we were. Because there's another family that had, you know, kids, and I was like, oh, dear God, you got to be, you have to be discreet. Come on, we got to do that.
But that kind of adds to the excitement, doesn't it? That makes it a little trickier to be, you know. Yeah, you know, so you took your construction boot off and ran your toes up his leg?
I did. I took off my construction
boot. Put it up on the table.
And started
this construction boot?
Started trimming my toenails, you know.
You're biting them off.
Now you know I can't get my toes into my mouth.
Spitting them into your soup. I don't need croutons. That's carbs. I just use toenails. It's disgusting. Anyway, so
you're not right.
I'm not left either. I'm definitely not left.
So that was kind of funny. It was a good dinner too. I mean, you know, I had a carb-free dinner.
Wow.
I know. I had shrimp and.
You are a dirty girl.
I'm a dirty girl.
No carbs.
No carbs. I know. And mixed vegetables. Eat your heart out.
The fiber count was incredible.
Incredible. I'm getting wet just thinking about it.
Get away from me with those breadsticks. I'm a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl. I don't want any comfort food.
Yeah, the sad part. In today's world, you know, with everything, it's like, you know, where if you take a bite of one breadstick, it's like, yeah, that's right. I took a bite. I'm filthy.
I'm dirty.
Yeah, that's right.
So I didn't have any alcohol or anything. I just wasn't in the mood to drink, so I didn't have any alcohol.
But, okay, well, that's fine. No, you don't have to.
No, I just wasn't in the mood. So
no, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't need it.
That wasn't what you had to be in the mood for.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So we even had a cup of coffee. It was a nice leisurely.
Oh my God!
I know we had a nice.
Then you gathered your walkers and you left the restaurant. Went out to the handicap spot. The minivan opened the door. The ramp came out.
It's almost like you were there.
Did you hear a drone flying overhead?
Oh, that's what it was. But when I was talking about the whole story with Mickey, he was like. So the table got wet. I was like, yeah, she's a squirter. She's a squirter. So he was like mesmerized by that. He said with the party, when I was talking about the party, he goes, if you ever need an escort to take you to one of these parties, he goes, I'm available.
So, yeah. Well, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, that's a possibility.
Not this party.
Yeah.
You might be a little bit like, what the? Well, they're not really that wild.
Well, if you're someone who has not been exposed to the BDSM / power exchange world, I mean, I'm not into it, and I watch the shit going on, and I'm like, fuck no.
And
I've seen that shit a thousand times, but still, every time I see it, it's like, fuck no. Someone gets that little fucking spur thing and runs it up my body, I'm breaking teeth.
Actually,
it probably wouldn't hurt me.
No,
I mean, I know
feels,
that because
it feels kind of good.
I guess I don't know, but whatever.
But flogging, like if you have a somebody who knows what they're doing, I mean, you just...
I have fog lights on my car.
Shut up. The thing is, like, these people are more trained, they're educated. Like, it's not like somebody just comes out with a freaking whip or a flogger and just starts beating the shit out of you. No, this is done with precision. These people are trained, especially when we went to Exotic. I was talking about that, yeah. And I was put on that spanking bench, and the guy was... You know, I mean, he had some technique with the wrist, rolling it, and, like, he could actually massage your back with a flogger. And then he came up, like, between my crotch, and I snapped it, and I was like, whoa, that was a little bit much, but it was just enough to wake you up again.
So is that what I got to do when you fall asleep in the house?
Yeah, just get your flogger out.
Go get your flogger. Yeah, and just... Smack your snatch.
Yeah, smack my snatch. Snatch my smack.
Whatever.
But these people are trained. It's like, I don't want people to think that you just go around and you beat people up. It's not about that at all.
Well, see, that's why I don't want it then. I just want to bloody people up.
That's a whole other thing. Oh, and it's like I explained to him, like, the first time when I went in the training, when I was with my top and I had to ritualistically.
And that was not much of a training. It was a start. It was an introduction.
Start. It was an introduction.
Never, yeah, you actually need to, according to him, go back numerous more times.
I think he would like that.
Yeah, I think there's a little, I think it's a little more to it than that. But I think it's just a lesson one of 7,000.
Lesson one. Oh, I know, but it's, I'm not hardcore about it. It's fun to dabble in it. You know,
you say so.
We were talking, like, over dinner that he's like, you know, there's something either you're into or not. And I'm like, that's not true. I'm a dabbler. I just stick my finger and my toes into the BDSM pool. And then when it's not what I want, I get out.
Now,
it's not.
Again, I want to finish up the hot date thing, but okay. We'll go back to, you had mentioned even in your, when we talked about your birthday party, like, you had achieved a little bit more of a, I call it a higher plane. What they had done to you had made you, again, because your one sensory was taken away, your eyes were taken away.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen that with people I photographed who are being tied up and stuff by
expert,
that somehow, I can't speak to it, I'm not trying to, but somehow... I mean, I can meditate and do some neat things, but I guess it's the same thing where you can go to a different level, a different plane. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I watched a girl who was tied up, was a suspension. No one touched her sexually in any way. She was just tied up in this fucking like rope basket that was just her and it was just hanging from a rafter in the basement.
Right.
No one touched her. She was sitting there, orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, and just dripping on the floor. If it wasn't the basement floor, I'd been licking it up. But anyway.
that's a lot.
Again, she said, she wasn't even aware. I mean, she said she was like in this little ozone layer and just felt nothing but pleasure. Mm-hmm. And he had to somehow like slowly wake her up out of it and as he untied her and stuff like that. Again, there's more to it than I can speak to. But
yeah, that's a difference between, being just tied up by somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and somebody who's a professionally, educated and know how to do it properly and is is well-informed and is...
Yeah, see, I got turned off by it when... What? I wanted to try it one time. I didn't tell you about this. And this guy came in, he's wearing a cowboy hat and chaps, came in, and he fucking quick threw me down, tied me up, and then put his hands up in the air. It's like, wait a minute. Then there was some guy in like a clown suit fucking trying to get me to chase him around the room. It was like, what the fuck? It's like, what kind of bondage shit is this?
Did they come out with like a red flag and say, Toro, Toro?
No, but the clown jumped in like a barrel, and all I did is I got pissed off, and I ran at the barrel. And...
I think you went to the wrong party. That's what I think. I think you got invited to the wrong party. See,
that could have been it.
That probably was it.
Yeah. Okay. So back to your dinner. Sorry.
Well, one more thing. Like my experience with the BDSM is a little different than the girl that got tied up.
Sure. For me, definitely.
Yeah. But with me, it's like my experience was the people were like, oh, you're just in the paint. No. Because I was like such a workout fanatic, that burn that you get when you're like, yo, you go for the burn. When you get that and your muscles are fatigued and there's a release of endorphins, that's what I'm going for.
I guess.
That's the sensation I'm going for.
Okay.
And that when people are putting, quote, pain, you know, it's equivalent for me.
See, I'm going out for that orgasm, that high you get when you get that orgasm.
Yep. But this is a type of high. It's a different one, but it's
the only one I want, the orgasm. Well, I don't want to have someone beat me. Take it to an orgasm. I just want to go right to the orgasm. Anyway, go ahead. Back to your date.
Okay. So we were going back and forth with that. I was, you know, talking to him about my experience of, you know, the whole BDSM stuff. So we're trying to like whisper this, and he kept saying, "What are you saying? I can't hear you." I'm like, "Am I speaking?" So
I had this fist in my ass.
Exactly. You know, people the next table with their baby would be like, "What?"
And the guy next table was like, "You too?"
So like, oh, we were whispering father back and forth, you know, and so we
Reverend, how are you?
Take that fist out of your ass. But so then we came.
Donna!
Come on, I'm trying to get through this goddamn thing. So when we were done, you know, we came back here and went upstairs into the bedroom and had some more fun.
Well, yeah, that was probably more fun than the dinner. Not that dinner wasn't fun, but.
Well, actually, the dinner was more teasing, you know, more tantalizing because you're talking about things. You have to be quiet. And yeah. Like you said, there's definitely a tease there. It was very tantalizing.
If you're doing right, sure.
Oh, sure. You know, cause we weren't just, you know, we did talk about normal things too, but then we got onto the whole thing about the party and, you know, BDSM and being tied up. And you know, that whole chestnut.
That old chestnut. Yeah.
So then I brought him home here and took him up to our bedroom and had some more fun. You know, got to, you know, we started doing the kissing. And the weird thing is, it's like,
you're looking for the red lights? Like, where the hell's the cameras?
No, yeah, that was a little bit weird. But it was almost like that because he's like, hey, like, you know, he just would stop and be like, okay, move to the edge of the bed. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? And he goes, you know, when we shoot next time, he goes, I want to pick you up.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there for a second. See, one of the reasons that, like, I had told him he could take you on hot dates because he's a great guy. But the thing was, too, because he is a little nervous in front of the camera.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, if you had playtime, one, yeah, he's a good guy. You know, you enjoy hot dates. You enjoy his company.
Sure.
The off-camera time might help improve the camera time. I didn't think he'd be sitting there thinking about the camera time while he's off camera. So.
Yeah, he was. He was like, I want to, like, pick you up. And it didn't work out that great. I should have, like, had my arms, like, around his neck more so I could pull myself up.
Okay. You almost need that trapeze bar we have in the sunroom.
Yeah, I think so. I do love that trapeze bar. That has come in so handy. But it was really funny that he
I'll hook it onto the ceiling fan in the bedroom.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa.
See me swinging around. Yeah,
these are
awesome.
Two black eyes.
But I thought that was kind of funny, you know, because it was like all of a sudden, too, it was like kind of abruptly, like, quick, get over to the edge of the bed. I was like, okay, what do we have? What's going on here? So it was funny.
That's good.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. I'm hoping that this, like, loosened him up a little bit more. So when if he does decide to do more camera stuff, he won't be.
I think he will. I think you're also going to see him probably ask you more about, you know,
BDSM.
Hot dates, too.
Oh, more hot dates? Oh, I'm sure. Why not? I mean,
yeah.
It was definitely
a free dinner. Hell, I'll go on a hot date with him. You take me to dinner and go fuck you.
There you go.
That works. Then we both get something.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not fair that you get everything.
I know. It's just not fair. And you are the trophy husband after all.
I hate to overstate the obvious.
You guys can go have a nice dinner together. Then he can come back here and fuck
me. I can hold his hand.
Oh, it's so nice.
You know, just stare into his eyes.
Yep, he'll open the door for
you. I'll stay here with a fire pit, cigars, and bourbon.
That works. That was nice.
Yeah, it worked for me.
It was a nice evening. I'd like to do more stuff outside.
Yeah, well, now the weather's getting nicer.
Yeah, it's always, you know, you did the same thing, the same bedroom, the same scenario. It gets kind of, you know, old and
Yeah, but tons of people are doing it every day.
I know.
I mean, on video, that is.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so you guys had some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
I got a mouthful. I can tell
you. Did you?
That. Yes, I did.
All right.
I did not spill a drop. I was so proud of myself. Oh. I got the whole thing.
Now, is that his preference?
You know what? It was really funny because, like, afterwards I was thinking about, like, times we've been together. I'm like, I've never gotten a cream pie from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been I got a facial, and then this was like a blowjob.
Wow.
So it's like
But you guys fucked, right?
Yeah.
Did he go right for the asshole again?
No, I put him in there.
Oh, okay. Well, then wanted it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm fine with anal. Sometimes anal's like, if I'm on top, sometimes it just like we talked about before, it's like fits better. I know it sounds really strange.
No,
but I must have like a short, like shallow.
Everything.
Vagina. It's like sometimes like penises like hit the back.
Yeah, well, you're 4'11". You know, I'm sorry, it's not the Grand Canyon. You're not going to take a tour into your snatch.
No. So sometimes it's just like...
Your colon's a lot bigger.
Yeah, it has a little more room. You know? A little more room back there.
Yeah, you knocked that gum you swallowed off in second grade. finally came loose in my colon.
Seven years later.
It's like Hubba Bubba. I haven't chewed that since second grade.
But yeah, it was very, very much fun. It was like good time.
It's cool.
Very good time. So yeah, I think he'll be back.
I'm sure he'll be back. That's not even a question. Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do it again sometime real soon.
Yeah. So okay, with that topic kind of still at large, your preference, I know you don't care.
No.
If a guy is with you and he is going to come, what is your preference for them to, like, where's your favorite place to receive a cum load?
Boy, they are leaving it wide open here. I don't know how to pick a favorite. I mean, each one has their own unique.
Well, I mean, I understand it's caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
What feels right at the moment. Because I've seen you where a guy is fucking you and like, oh, if you could come on my tits, that'd be so hot. And I'm like, oh, that's different.
Oh, would be hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand. But I mean, but then there's times like you're sucking a guy's dick and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want you to give me a cream pie. Can you fuck me and come in my pussy? It's like, what is your, because I've never been able to nail down what I think your preference is.
I don't think I have one.
Okay, that's a fair answer. That's a fine answer. That's what I'm asking. Is there a place that, you know, 9 out of 10 times you'd prefer?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, each one has their own unique, like cream pies are cool because if he comes inside me, let's say it's a really big load. Well, of course, you can say that with anything, if it's a nice load. And as I get off of his cock and you can see the cum dribble out, I think that's so fucking hot. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see it like dribble down, like, you know, out of my pussy, like onto down the shaft of his cock, maybe, or maybe onto his balls or thigh or wherever it happens to ooze and gooze. That's cool. But if you get like a nice facial, then you can see it like slather all over my cheeks and my lips and it dribble off my chin. And so each one has its own unique hot erotic situation.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, like one of the things you do sometimes when it's available that I've always enjoyed is like, if you get cream pied and then afterwards, like after you climb off, you go, let me clean you up because you're real sensitive. And then all of a sudden have your dick, which is really sensitive and everything. And you go and start, you know, sucking my shaft and licking my nuts, getting all the cum off of it. It's just like, oh, it's, you know, it's like.
Well, sometimes it's too sensitive, guys.
Sometimes. I'm not going to
argue. You get that like ticklish.
I changed 5 octaves there. Wow, Jesus. But yeah, sometimes. But yeah. No, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Each one has its own, you know, even anal cream pies is the same thing. It's like, you know, that oozing out is always, I find, very erotic. And I'll still clean his dick off, you know, I don't care. It's fine.
So do you think you give more leeway to let the guy pick where he wants to deliver?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I try to, like, encourage him. You know, something is, you know, like, hey, this might be really hot. Maybe if I, but it's, Yeah, it's wherever the mood strikes him. He's the one that has to have the orgasm, you know.
Well, it'd be nice if you both have them.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that has to, you know, there's going to be a result. There's going to be a visual result. There's going to be a cum load.
What's the joke? It's like, why do men usually come first so they know when to stop fucking? Because otherwise, we just keep drilling, and you've seen that with guys who have a harder time achieving orgasm. They just keep fucking, man. They just keep going and going. I mean, ultimately, your goal is to have an orgasm. You know, and if you don't have one, you're trying to get there. You know, you're following that yellow brick fucking road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to get to the fucking Emerald Palace.
Jesus Christ, you know? Well, we've been with some younger guys that they have an orgasm, and they stay hard. They can keep going and have a second one.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. Right now.
You know, There was a time. There was a time back before Viagra and stuff. There was a time, it was with my ex-wife. We were dating at the time we were married. That we, you know, went to a hotel. We got a hotel room and shit. And fucking 5 hours of fucking. No break. God. Oh, yeah. It was another one of those times that my balls were drained. My dick hurt. Felt like I had a fucking road rash on my cock. For 3 days. I was like, oh. And, you know, she came over. That was so fucking hot. Let's fuck some more. It's like, no. Get the fuck away.
My dick hurts. Stop it.
You know, please. No mas. Swearing the fucking white flag.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Yeah. Well. Oh, but again, that was back in the youth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your dick hurts so much. Wow, your balls Jesus hurt. Christ.
I mean, however, I don't even remember how many times I fucking, I mean, literally, I was coming air. I was like, I'm going to come. It's like,
yep.
She's nothing came out. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm empty. I don't know what to tell you.
There's nothing left.
But then she was like, but your dick's so hard. Let's go. It's like, oh, dear God.
He's just. Stop. I've had...
That's not my problem anymore.
I've had sessions like that the next day, like my pussy hurts. It's like, oh my God.
But that's why you need Spunk Lube.
What?
And you can find that at spunklube.com.
Good segue there, sweetie. Uh-huh. Very good.
I'm trying. It's a good product. We believe in it.
That would have been great for your road rash, you know?
What road rash do I have?
When you were just talking about your dick.
If we had lube and I'd used it, my dick might not have hurt as much.
It might not have. Interesting. Yeah.
So
if you keep some handy, so you never know.
I see what you got there. Handy.
Handy. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I guess it'd be good for that. I've never jerked off using lube in my hand or lotion.
No, never used any.
Never need to. I don't know why.
Some people do. Some people don't.
I guess my dick's so small, it just would slip out of my hand. I need to get all. I put like fucking skateboard tape on my hand to grab that little fucker. You know? You're not getting away from me. Come here.
I'm gonna squeeze you.
Yeah.
That's it. You're mine.
Fucking put like one of those safety bungees like surfers have on it, so it doesn't go back into its hole.
Come on out of there.
Where do you think you're going? I'm not done with you. Get out of here. I'm going to choke you to your spit.
So. There you go.
Anyway. All right. Well, so your hot date went well.
Went really well.
And, that was good. It was very erotic.
It was very erotic.
Yeah. So, you gave you a good fucking, good stupin'?
Yep. Got a good stupin'. Got a good, great. I guess oral came in my mouth, and I was like, I'm going to.
Like I've said before, and I was talking to our friend Steven yesterday on the phone. Yeah. You got to talk to him for a brief moment.
Yeah.
Steven is great for. Steve has got to be our number one fan. There's no two ways about that.
He's crazy.
He quotes shit and like, oh, yeah, I did say that. But like, he brings up the thing. He says, when I'm talking to him, he's like, Vince, it's just like you said, there's no such thing as a bad orgasm. Some are just better than others.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hopefully Steven is going to sometime in the next, say 6 months, be able to maybe sneak out here from the West Coast to the right coast and, come visit and hang out and drink some bourbon, have some cigars, and you can tease him.
Oh, we'll do more than tease, I'm sure. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
And depends how loyal he is. But anyway, it's I'm good. It was good.
Yeah, it was a good, really good time. And most hot dates usually are pretty good. They're usually pretty good.
One of the things I found, because I was, like I said, I was sitting out here on our one deck, and you know, you guys were at dinner for almost 2 hours. Most of the guys take a dinner, it's like 45 minutes, you guys are back, and it's like, okay, I know what he's got in mind. Yeah, Don, here, pick something from the appetizer. Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
Can we get this to go?
it wasn't like our food was late or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We were just like talking about like, you know, childhood memories.
Yeah, life in general.
Life in general. Sure. And,
no, but that's what I'm saying is there's been a few dates that you've been on that you came back here. There was one gentleman that used to go to his place because he was relatively close.
Close, right.
But, you know, generally some of the guys you've been on dates with aren't local.
Right.
So instead of us driving you someplace, you know, they just come back here.
Right.
Yeah. And, but, you know, last night I was sitting out here having bourbon and some cigars and fire pit.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That nice. Hung out with the dogs. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listened to some music and played games on my phone. Wallowed in my loneliness. But anyway, so it was good. I mean, I was glad that you got to go out and have a nice dinner. You had a real stressful day.
Oh my God.
And you kind of needed that.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You know, and then we got to play afterwards.
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
We didn't get to talk about it. This is the first time I heard about your hot date.
Yep.
Yes, we didn't talk about it.
Nope.
You know, just like we do with this show, we come up with a topic. Right. We don't talk about it until we're on air.
Right. It keeps it fresh, you know.
We hope. I think it does.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows how fucking fresh we are? I don't know.
Not so much.
Yeah, whatever. Again, the amount of listeners we have, I just sit there and like, really? These people have nothing better to do?
Oh, stop it.
And we love every one of you. We really do appreciate it. And again, I pose a challenge to you. Please tell, just see if you can get one friend to listen to the podcast. Make up something like, dude, you don't have to admit that you might actually like the show. You go, there's this podcast that I found that's kind of fucked up. You ought to listen to it.
You don't have to admit anything to your friend.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like a train wreck, man. I keep listening. They're fucked up. Yeah, this guy, you know, his wife's fucking everybody under the sun.
No, not everybody.
Well, and okay, the wife's fucking all the fathers and the sons, and...
Oh my God!
But again, we try to be informative to some degree.
Have fun.
A little bit of humor, possibly.
Possibly,
whatever. Okay. Talking about life and talking about sex and
just like
swinging and relationships and
it's what we talk about over our kitchen recipes
and knitting things and just.
That's you with the recipes.
Some flowers and arranging. It's horrible. Men's lingerie.
Men's lingerie.
Why is there not a Fredericks of Hollywood for men?
They have men's stuff.
I don't even know if that's a store anymore.
I don't even know if that's a store anymore.
I think Victoria's Secret. Why isn't there a Victor's Secret?
Oh, they're
Hi, I'm Victor. Here's my fucking secret.
Men like to feel sexy, too.
No, we don't. Yeah, we like to feel sexy women. Well, in today's world, there's a bunch of men going to Victoria's Secret. Yeah.
Men like to feel
And then they go drink
too.
Butt Light.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Butt Wiper.
No, Butt Light.
Butt Light. Yep.
Identifies.
Stay away from that one.
I've got whiskers, but I'm a woman. Well, actually, my mom does.
Some of us. I've got a couple here and there. You know, I got to pluck out, you know.
So, little wild hairs. My only objection is leave children out of it.
Yeah, leave
whatever you want to do.
I don't care.
Hey, you know, whatever you want to identify as, whatever you want to do, every song, like we said before, if everyone's consenting and of age, that's fine. Yeah. Do it. Because all behind your closed doors, keep behind your closed doors.
We'll
have a podcast about it, but keep the kids out of it.
Yeah.
So
that's all I care about.
Yeah. So
I don't need to know.
Again, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
HotWifeDonnaLynn.com. If you want to email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. we will get back to you, or we'll, you know, do a show about whatever your topic. We've done two.
We didn't answer any of the questions.
Well, like, yeah, the one guy. Yeah, we never heard anything back about the belly button fetish one.
We got to give us more information.
What was the other one?
How you improve your oral skills.
Oh, oral skills, yeah. Yeah, that one, I was hoping to do more of a visual thing, but it didn't work out.
No, I get so, it. I don't know what one.
Well, we'll have to get somebody else in here that I've done oral on. You two can tell him what I do, because I don't know what I do. I just do it.
Yeah, you just do it.
So,
yeah, we that would be kind of fun.
We'll have to get somebody else in here that I can. So we have potential another person scheduled in the next few weeks, hopefully, to talk about if she's getting into fetish photography and stuff.
Oh, yes, okay.
And cool. Hopefully, I mean, I know Mickey keeps saying she wants to get on again, but just from scheduling issues.
So, understandable.
Now I asked her about coming on tonight, and she says, if you can come over and babysit my kids. And I said, well, the show would be better if I wasn't on it, but sure. So, anyway, thank you for listening.
Yes, thanks, everybody. You have a wonderful evening.
Donna!
Oh, man.
Wrong button.
Bullshit.